I'm Ray Hardiman for WNPR News. One of the new laws that took effect on January 1st is a measure that switches out the decades-old handicap symbol with a new dynamic logo. But not everyone in the disability community is happy with the change.
45 years old. It was developed at a different time when our own ideas as a culture and a society were much more concentrating on that which held people back as opposed to that which moves people forward. And so it was time.
That's Governor Daniel Malloy speaking last summer at the bill signing ceremony for House Bill 5050, an act modernizing the symbol of access for persons with disabilities. At first glance, the new logo is not much different than the traditional one. It still has a white stick figure in a wheelchair on a blue background. But now the stick figure is leaning forward. Its arms are bent back like a wheelchair racer in motion.
When I looked at it, and certainly when the governor looked at it, we viewed it for the spiritual, if you will, sense of what it was trying to represent.
Jonathan Slifka is the governor's liaison to the disabled community.
To show that there is an active component, an active element to the disability community, we felt was the most important thing.
But not everyone in the disability community agrees. Kathy Ludlam is a disability advocate who suffers from a neuromuscular disorder and is confined to a powered wheelchair. She testified last year that the new design is unnecessarily divisive and exclusionary.
It splits between people who want to show success through motion and those of us who do not push our own wheelchairs and therefore feel criticized by a symbol that should empower us.
When I first saw the symbol, I thought of people exactly like Kathy.
Jonathan Slifka was born with spina bifida and gets around in a manual wheelchair.
It truly embodies somebody like her who, in spite of her limitations, is an extremely active person within the disability community.
The new disabled access signs will start showing up either in new construction or in places where an old sign is in need of replacement. But several Connecticut businesses, including Cigna, began displaying the new logo last year. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.